This year's Academy Awards, comedy and race are going to meet head-on. Because of the lack of diversity in Hollywood, many are calling for a boycott of the show, a show that will be hosted by an African-American comedian, Chris Rock. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
Chris Rock has hosted the Oscars before, 11 years ago.
So great night tonight. We have four black nominees tonight. So great. It's kind of like the Deaf Oscar Jam tonight.
Rock didn't hold back.
You often hear that Hollywood is out of touch with the rest of the country.
To prove just how out of touch, Rock went to the Magic Johnson Theaters in Los Angeles and asked black moviegoers if they'd seen any of the Oscar nominees. Again, this is 11 years ago.
Did you see Finding Neverland?
No.
No.
Did you see Million Dollar Baby?
Didn't see that.
No, I didn't.
Did you see Aviator?
No. No.
That audience wasn't aware of most of the Oscar bait films that were being held in high esteem.
Ali LeRoy was on Chris Rock's Oscar writing team that year. He and Rock also co-created the TV show Everybody Hates Chris. He expects the comedian to come fully loaded this year. Even though Rock signed on well before the nominations were announced, LeRoy says the controversy makes him an even better choice.
If this was Neil Patrick Harris, it would be 2 minutes of, the Oscars are so white jokes. But everybody's going, oh, my God, it's Chris Rock. What's he gonna do? Like, even he has extra weight to come in and be the guy that can say anything that nobody else would say.
As he did when he hosted the BET Awards the year The Butler with Oprah Winfrey was nominated.
The Butler was amazing. That's right. Oprah Winfrey should have got an Oscar because that acting job was amazing because she had to act like she was poor.
Robin Thede was on Chris Rock's writing team for that BET telecast.
His writer's room is always so much fun. He always brings together the most amazing groups of comedians. He loves getting voices from all walks of life.
Thede, who currently writes for Larry Wilmore's show, says if she were on Rock's writing staff for the Oscars, she knows exactly what she'd want him to do.
I would love to see him just bring out every actor who should have been nominated and wasn't. You know, all the actors from Straight Out of Compton, F. Gary Gray, Ice Cube, Viola Davis. She was doing TV last year. Who cares? Just bring them out, sit them on stage, and make the audience stare at them.
Facing the fact that the Oscars are really white this year, all 20 of the actors nominated for leading and supporting roles are white. Even the single nominations for Creed and Straight Outta Compton went to white people. But for all of the outrage, there's at least one person who is not thrilled with calls for a boycott over diversity. Sterling Harjo is a filmmaker and member of the Native American comedy group, the 1491s. He says it's a big deal that The Revenant cast real Native performers.
We have to wait once every 20 years to even end up at the Oscar dinner table. We're usually not even invited to the party. You know, and here we are, we have our adopted brother, Leonardo DiCaprio, is about to get an Oscar for a film that had Native people in it, actually speaking Native languages, and now there's a call for a boycott. Come on, just give us this one.
If The Revenant does win an Oscar, Harjo says it'll be an opportunity to use the platform to speak out, the way Leonardo DiCaprio did accepting his Golden Globe.
I want to share this award with all the First Nations people represented in this film. It is time that we recognize your history and that we protect your indigenous lands from corporate interests and people that are out there to exploit them. It is time that we heard your voice and protected this planet for future generations. Thank you very much.
Whether or not DiCaprio gets to repeat this performance is up to the voters in the Academy. But Chris Rock's presence on stage is a given, and he's not one to squander an opportunity to talk about race as he's done so many times before in his typically salty language.
Racism everywhere. Everybody pissed off. Black people yelling racism. White people yelling reverse racism.
This is from Chris Rock's 1999 comedy special, Bigger and Blacker.
So everybody bitch about how bad they people got it. Nobody got it worse than the American Indian. Everybody need to calm the down. Indians got it bad. Indians got it the worst.
For a lot of people, what Chris Rock does on Oscar night is more important than who wins. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.